and who has not, who has potential, and who God wants. And it's going to be hard to pull away while others are burning. And yet you're not going to be able to get back in those buildings to pull them out. And that will be the hardest thing your soul ever has to face.
Bring your people out of these buildings, are you saying?
Anywhere where you have death all around you. Because there will be much, much death of physical beings. It's called depopulation. It's called cleansing. It's called whatever you want to call it. And you will look at these people, and they're just really nice people. And it's built into you to save and salvage. And you're going to have to leave. And you're not going to know the hologram from the reality. And you know why? Because you're a hologram. You're not living in reality. You're going to have to move out of the play and into reality. And boy, that passage is interesting. And that's why ones keep wanting to practice ascension, because you know that you're moving into reality. So let me go experience reality, and then I'll come back and finish my play. And the director says, oh, no, you don't. Some of you will get a glimpse of it from time to time, and really you're trying to remember your lines. And it's going to be no different than watching a television movie with all these people dying, and you say, oh, well, that's just a show. Well, on Judgment Day, and you take off, that's going to be a show. These are extra players. They've chosen. Or maybe they haven't chosen. Maybe they aren't there. There may be no more reality to any of your existence. And if you close your eyes right now, and what do you see?
Blank.
Right.
Like the holodeck on Star Trek.
It is so near like the holodeck on Star Trek that it would shock you.
If we want to put up our shields that you talk about against these beams or whatever, is it enough to just have that subtle movement of will, or do we have to ask for that protection?
No, you get into the habit. You're asking for the protection if you're using your will. And you can counter it. And some of you will just go along. EJ beats anything I've ever experienced. Everybody else is laying off on the floor. They're so sick or whatever. He says, there's nothing wrong around here. What's the matter with you? Nothing happening. Well, so he doesn't have as much fun as the rest of you. Or get as much attention.
I think I had to keep the books.
I saw an article where there's high-stepping Russians in Kansas, Fort Riley, etc. And I have some people in that area, of course. These more of a protection, white Russian energy field, or is it something to be very leery of, and Bob Dole is involved with all that, or a comment?
The Russians own you. Actually, money-wise, the British own the banks. The British Israeli, the Khazarian crew. But the real power in this world today are the Russians. And you have to look back to your UN and remember your charter. There would be a one world military force, and it will be run by a Russian. It's written into the charter. Now, who is he? And is he Russian or Soviet? And you have to realize Soviet is tantamount to the same definition as Bolshevik. Now, who are the Bolshevik? They are the ones who came into Russia, murdered the Tsar, the Khazarian Zionists. All of the ones of the Communist Party who set up the head of state of the communist movement are Jews. Now, I do not mean to use the term Jew in any kind of a derogatory term. These people called themselves Jews. They named themselves that. All of the other Judean Hebrew people are not Jews. I can't I cannot define this for you any better than that. But certainly you had Judean Hebrew lineaged people back zeons, eons, millennia ago. But it was not until the late 1700s, 1767 or something like that, that the term, the word, the label Jew was coined. And Yiddish became the accepted Jew language. I didn't write history. It came along with the Talmud. There was this given bunch of Khazarian tribes. And this is where these terms got started. When it is no longer convenient to use the term communism, notice that they changed communism to democracy, for goodness sake. The Democratic Party in Russia. It is confusion. Remember, your enemy is the king of confusion. That's his modus operandi. Confuse you until you don't know which end is up. And he's got you. You cannot meet enough of his rules and regulations to keep you out of trouble. He can think them up faster. He's been at it longer. So your best line of approach is right down the middle. He doesn't know what to do with order. He cannot function in order. And he doesn't know what to do when he can't get you. So he sets up a rule. You have to know something else about your adversary. He also sets himself up a loophole. So all you have to do really is watch him. What he does in secret, and I'll tattle. I'll help you, you know. Hey, down there. Go start another corporation. He sets up his own protective mechanism. But he doesn't know what to do when you use it. How can he legitimately put you in prison if you've just done what he just did? Without telling on himself. On the other hand, you come along and you don't do the things he does. Like steal, cheat. He doesn't know what to do with it. He turns around and he calls you the thief. And then he'll take it even another step, and he will accuse you of calling him a thief to cover your actions that he just did. It happens every day. Every day. And you're so thin-skinned that it hurts you so bad you can hardly keep your balance through it. Well, some of you are stronger than others and can. It just dissolves Dorma till I want to kick her in the fanny. And Little Crow does. What difference does it make? Well, it hurts my heart. Well, to heck with your heart. We have bigger fish to fry than your heart today. EJ's much more stable in this environment. Well, look, whatever he's saying is not so. Honey, I didn't take the money and go to Mexico or Peru or Chile. I'm here and we're struggling through this. Yeah, but so-and-so said. Well, what the difference does that make? I'm right here trying to figure out what to do about this. It takes this kind of stability. We did a lot of consideration before we put you into this play. We chose the cast very well. I had to work with ones that I've worked with for eons of time. And you're it. I'm sorry about that, guys. You chose Egypt. You chose my army. Some of you I had to answer to. Now you sort of have to answer to me.
When are we going to remember all that?
Soon. It's coming through now. Yes.
Being a foreigner, I like to play with words. So progress opposite is Congress. And confusing opposite of fusing. So you mentioned earlier a doctor named Condriana. It's interesting. Con is there. And it was not Drias. You know, it was the opposite. So
thank you.
People learn to watch the words. It's actually there. like the word Jew was coined by Shakespeare first.
We don't talk about Shakespeare either.
Yeah.
We have an interesting history where there are quite a few of our experiences we don't spread around a lot. Shakespeare is another one. And Francis Bacon. There are just some we don't talk a lot about because they're not our prouder moments in some instances. But they're good lessons. And so when you start trying to remember, and yes, sir, there is something about humankind that will build into his language the truth. And what would you call it? A linguist? I think it's beyond that. The one who studies languages will actually know.
What about reverse speech, Commander? Some people have these things where they record somebody's speech and then they play it backwards and they say that the person will automatically say what they really mean in reverse speech. Is there anything to that?
Well, I suppose there could be something to it. A lot of times, though, you're making something out of a happening. And you're giving too much credit for the forethought. And it doesn't mean that it's not there. Because this is what your adversary will do, and that is manipulate you. To use you as a tool to get his message across. And in some of these rock groups, absolutely. There is a reversal of language. In fact, the front-running language will be conjured to literally cover the message that is intended there. And it's practically destroyed your younger generation. Now, this is more fun than working, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, we finally get down to having fun. Well, this is fun. And this is why we're here. And the reason that you're curious is because you're curious. You're a breed of curious beings, or you wouldn't be bothering to do the experience.
And that's what it's going to save
us. And it's also what gets you in trouble.
That's what I think.
Computer, change program.
Computer, terminate program immediately.
So the Russians in Kansas are a New World Order United Nations movement that will affect that state.
Well, what you have is you're trying to figure out the answer from something that you'd be disappointed to find the answer. You need to see it revealed. Now, supposing I had sat here and I told you that Princess Diana is going to go down to Argentina and someone's going to call her a whore. And all of you 5 years ago would have said, oh, he is out of his mind. But would you question that today? As a for instance, this thing with the Russians, there's no point in trying to be ahead of this game. Bob Dole has taken payoffs from the New World Order. He has taken up to $3 million from portions of your government, and so did his wife as a payoff, Lizzie. These are known factors. So whatever he's involved in, as far as I'm concerned, is bad. I don't care what it is. These politicians running for your offices are everyone, as far as I am concerned, they're bad. And when you get Thornburg and Specter, Arlen, on the same screen, it is almost too much to bear. These are both monarch, manipulated, operating Satanists. And I can't get beyond that, you know, to see what good or bad they might be doing. Dole is nothing but a robotic pawn. And he's dangerous. They're all dangerous. And the United Nations already is in place to take over militarily. They're just waiting for the happenings to start. Everybody was prepared for the Million Man March to be a disaster. And when it didn't happen, and this we will call deliberate intervention, with full request for the intervention, and it was just to show that you may think you've got it, big boys, but you don't. and you better be careful. And I'm going to repeat something. As long as you just follow the instructions, you don't give your soul to the devil. But as long as you operate outside that military confusion, you'll probably be okay. Well, shouldn't I stand up for my country? Where? Somebody tell me how. You always want me to tell you. I'm asking you, how? You're going to be a good soldier? I'll go take my pellet gun, my BB gun, my kitchen steak knife. What am I going to do? What are you going to do? Use your head or go out there and get killed? Will that help your children eat? Are you a bad citizen if you don't go to war with your own country? You see, that's what they're asking you to do. Believe me, they're not asking you to go to war with the United Nations Army, are they? They're asking you to go to war, the militia, with your government. And then what happens? They can bring in the United Nations to bring order. And it's going to be serious. But you've always known it's going to be serious. I know that it's wonderful to say, I just don't see. I just can't believe. Yes, you can, and you know, and you do. What you're saying is, well, let's see, what are we going to do about this? I knew it was coming. I wish I'd prepared a little better. Well, maybe you can't prepare better. It's like losing your home in a brush fire. Sometimes there's nothing you can do. But maybe next time it won't happen because you will know better. And it doesn't mean good or bad. And certainly whoever started the fire, you can go hang them, but it won't stop the fire that just burns your house. And this is, in essence, what we're talking about. The horse is out of the barn. For goodness sakes, let's save the barn. And maybe the horse will come home. We've got bigger fish to fry. And you're in a political mess. But you also should know that you're already one presidency election past when you shouldn't have had one. And you have sick weasels in there. Every one of you is 10 times any one of them. They are cowards, they are shysters, and they're sick. So let's us stay well, and we will win. I guarantee it. We can, and we will. Now, does anybody want to argue with me?
No, sir. We have to
live to
speak Russian.
Do and salut.
Thank you.
Thank you.